You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How do you guys, as an offensive line, prepare for such a force that is Aaron Donald?
I think you have a guy like that who brings such tenacity and violence to the game. He's just an exceptional football player. We have to be on our P's and Q's. We have to understand that if you let him get started, it can be a real tough go. So for us, we'll be matching his intensity. And for that matter, it's the whole defense. I think they have a star-studded defense, and it'll just be a great competitive environment come Sunday.
The Eagles were able to sort of limit his production, limiting him to just one tackle throughout the game. What were they able to do? Like, when you're watching film, what were they able to do to kind of limit what he was able to do?
I think they had their own game plan that they executed very well. But you see 1 week like that, and then you see the production he had the week before. So, for us, it'll be matching and just trying to, play our best football, because if we don't, then, it can go south quick.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sorry, Mitch, we're just having some technical difficulties over here.
All right. I know you are going to ask about the Missouri-Alabama matchup coming Saturday. It'll be one for the ages. It'll be a great game. He's laughing because he didn't think I'm serious, but I'm serious.
All right, we're going to go ahead and skip ahead to Thad Brown.
Hey, Mitch, sorry, I was not planning to ask about Missouri-Alabama, but you know what? You clearly have some thoughts you want to get off your chest here, so I'm going to open the floor for you right now.
No, I just don't, people have preconceived notions of what's going to happen. I just don't, I don't agree with it. So that's why I got a lot of people chirping in the locker room, and you know what? They can lick one, so it'll be great. My mom's going to watch this. Thad, keep going.
No one said it had to be PG. You can make whatever rating you want, I guess.
It does. You'll never see me again.
But you know what? Actually, let's talk about that just for a second. What is it like? I mean, I'm sure guys, people at home imagine it's fun, guys hanging out in the locker room, but the college school alumni chop busting that goes on in the locker room, how much do you guys do that? How much do you enjoy it? How much is it a part of an NFL locker room?
Yeah, I mean, this year's so different just because certain teams aren't playing until later, and you forget about the college season. But in a usual year, it's pretty rambunctious, to say the least. Guys are getting after each other, placing non-monetary wagers, whether it be like wearing a shirt or something like that. So it can get pretty fun. But I'm the only guy in my corner right now, that's for sure. So pretty upset about that, but we'll see what happens.
I'd love to take up for you, but I've watched Alabama play before, so I'm going to have to move along.
I have to.
Hey, back to Aaron Donald for a second. When you go against a guy that is that physically talented, do you have to try and win the mental game with him a little bit?
I mean, you can say that with every defense you play. If you get out of yourself, which is easy to do when you play an elite player like him, then you have a whole slew of things gone wrong. So be true to yourself, be true to what got you there, but understand you are going to have to make some adjustments and understand who you're going against, and that's one of the best in the business. And I'm also a big fan of, Michael Brockers, who's his counterpart over there, played him. I think he's a great football player. So it'll be a challenge throughout the whole defensive front.
All right. Thanks, Mitch, and good luck to your Tigers this weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Mitch, it's Sal here from WGR. Good to see you, man.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How's Kennedy, right? Kennedy's your daughter?
Yeah, hey. She's doing great. I appreciate you asking.
No problem. I mean, it's been so long. I don't think I've seen you since the end of last season. I knew you guys were expecting. That's pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah, no, she's great. Thank you so much for asking.
No problem. I want to ask about Josh's growth. We've seen him kind of just go from 1 year to the next year to the next year on maybe a unique path. A lot of times guys come in and they just kind of take the league by storm. You know, Josh, he's really had this progression. Can you kind of just speak to that and what you've seen from him from, you know, when you first got here last year to where he is right now?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, I think his just his huddle presence. I've said this before. His huddle presence. When you walk into a huddle and the quarterback comes in and he's about to give the the cadence as well as the play call, you can tell by his demeanor, depending on even throughout different parts of the game or how things are going, how he's feeling. And when a guy like Josh comes in with the confidence that he's been coming in with, no matter what part of the game it is, we're down, we're up. The moxie, it resonates with the whole offense, even subconsciously. If you have a quarterback that comes in doubting what's going on, you can tell. And I think he's just taking great command of the huddle. And it's been fun to see. And he's making adjustments quicker. I think it's just being in the NFL. I mean, I'm still figuring stuff out. This is year six for me. I mean, this is a tough sucker, especially that position. I thought he's handled himself brilliantly and through the ups and downs of being a franchise quarterback. And he's eliminated a lot of the outside noise and just kind of stuck true to himself and the coaching. And he's always been one of the best guys. I mean, he's just the dudes love him. He's just so easy to get along with. He's a great teammate. And that's all you can ask for in a quarterback is being a great teammate and a guy who can lead men. And he does that exceptionally well.
And if I can, I want to ask you a little X and O's question, just football in general. From your position, you guys run a lot of play action. Josh does a lot of read option stuff. You know, does it put more stress on you guys up front to kind of have everything a little bit more buttoned up because you just kind of don't know sometimes where he's going to go, what's going to happen? And even the play action stuff, you guys have to kind of sell something.
Yeah, this whole game is stressful. Everything about it. If we weren't doing it, it'd still be stressful. But, like in a play action game, to get the right sell, an offensive line really does have to sell run, or you're not going to get the linebacker movement. Or, when the quarterback's running it, you want to protect as best as possible because you don't want some of your dude taking hits on the QB. So the whole game is stressful, everything about it. But that's a great question. Those two in particular, you definitely have to hone in because you don't want guys taking hits on your quarterback.
Thanks, Mitch.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mitch, can you hear me?
I can. What are you driving?
All right. I'm back here. I'm like right in front of the stadium.
That was a fake.
My daughter's name is Kennedy, too.
No way.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She just turned two, and girl dad life is amazing.
It really is. It's the best,
I want to ask you, one thing that, super – I know that Brian and Bobby, they love guys with position flexibility. And guys that could play multiple looks, multiple positions. You're a guy, though, that you play center, and that's it. What's it like when you see kind of all these moving parts like you saw last week trying different things? What's that like for you when you have new guys on your right or your left or however that ends up playing out? Is it tough?
Yeah. In an ideal world, the less movement, the better, especially at offensive line. But we trust the coaches. We trust what's going on there. And you just kind of take it as it comes. It's a tough deal. It's a weird business. To answer your question, yeah, it can be tough if you let it be. But we have guys who are true pros and guys who have played a lot of football. I'm putting Cody in that too, who do it with such grace and who can really do have position flexibility. So I think in that regards, we are very fortunate to have guys even in a quote-unquote backup positions who have played so much football. So we're very fortunate in that regard.
Mm-hmm. And finally, I want to ask about, Josh said yesterday one of the cool things about Stephon Diggs is the way he plays the game fits with the way that he plays because he likes to kind of get into that scramble mode, and that's when kind of Stephon Diggs gets creative. I mean, do you think that that's a big part of why this has worked so well so early is that they kind of fit each other?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I think Diggs is a phenomenal football player. He's going to make his plays with the QB in the pocket or without the pocket. He's a guy who is so competitive and brings out the best in everyone throughout the game. And yeah, I think when you have a guy who finishes through the whistle like Josh as well as Stephon, and makes for some exciting plays, and it makes our jobs a lot easier because of these Hellcats that can be inside trying to get to these dudes. So very fortunate to have both those guys on our team. And I would say they definitely complement each other's play.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.